It's approaching 8:15, and let's go back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland and more of the Breakfast Club with your host, who's losing the most, John Boggs.
Here I was trying to have a comeback for how much coffee I drank. You're talking about
you actually are, and when I say losing the most, you are losing weight.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wasn't being nasty to you.
You weren't?
No, okay. I was not. I'll save that for another shot.
Okay. Yeah, for those who are interested, the WPGW weight loss team is number one at the Summer Slim Down. And I got a big boo out of that. So.
Yay.
Hey, we have Pastor Randy McRandy Davis go. With us. McRandy, if you don't know Randy Davis, first off, I don't know how anybody couldn't know you. But tell us what you did last year that got you out in the community so much.
What we did, we put together what we called the Veterans Gift Card Project. The idea is to amass as many $5 McDonald's gift cards as we possibly can, and then those are distributed to veterans. Last year, it was through the Marion VA Hospital and a home that houses veterans there in Marion as well. We set a goal of 150 cards. This ran from the end of September to the beginning of December. And our goal of 150 cards, John, we pretty much failed at that. We ended up with over 2,000 cards.
Wow.
And I've just always joked that God and I have had a lot of fun with this. It's just been a blessed thing. It's met a lot of need. We've heard some incredible stories. I had no idea within my circle of friends that there were so many people who had family members who had been prisoners of war, be it World War II, Korea, Vietnam, situations, circumstances. I think it's been a healing agent. But one of our main goals was just to give a thank you, to share a cup of cold water in the name of Christ, even if it was in the form of a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. So we've just wanted to let those veterans know they haven't been forgotten, and that's why we continue now.
Well, you certainly had a great campaign last year, and I know all you have to do to miss a goal is set one. and you set a goal earlier this year. Let's talk about this year's campaign.
This year's campaign, the goal comes from the book of John, where it's the feeding of the multitudes, and the scriptures say about 5,000 of them were fed. So our goal this year is about 5,000 of the $5 McDonald's gift cards. At this moment, we are at 3,598 cards.
So let me do the math real quick.
All
that's
right.
About 1,402.
Hey, that's a good job. That's where we're at. And we believe we're going to get beyond that. The scriptures also say that they had 12 baskets of leftovers. So I believe we'll get beyond the 5,000 and into those 12 baskets before we're done.
Now, earlier in the year when we talked, you had a pledge that you were going to get so much by Memorial Day, or you were going to do something. Tell us what that was.
The idea was if we could raise 3,000 of the $5 gift cards by Memorial Day, I would walk from the Jay County landfill to the radio station carrying a flag dressed in patriotic clothing of some type.
Uh-huh.
We surpassed that goal on May 5th. So okay. The walk takes place Saturday, June 9th, the 6-mile walk. So
wonderful.
We're seeking support and involvement.
You know, since you did so well, and I would think it would be patriotic, you could dress up as Ronald McDonald.
You know what? That thought has crossed my mind, but I think I'll go otherwise.
Okay. Well, how can people contribute? How can they get involved and help you with this campaign?
We'd love to have you do that if you would. There are numerous ways. We have a website, veterans with an S, giftcards.com. I have an email. You can contact me at Rev Goober. R-E-V is in victory, G-O-O-B is in boy, E-R, yahoo.com. Uh-huh. You can look at my number in the phone book. You can drop off cards at the radio station. We have another goal. If we can reach the 5,000 cards by July 4th, I will go to Indianapolis. I will climb to the top of the Indiana War Memorial Coliseum. I'll circle that. I'll come down. I'll go to the circle there and go up the steps, go around a couple of times, head out and go to Bankers Life Field House, there where the Pacers play. But I'll do all of this in a very special patriotic outfit that a lady's creating for me. And I'll dribble a basketball all the way.
Wow. You're a glutton for punishment.
Indeed, indeed. But I'll tell you, if that gets the goal accomplished,
sure,
and gets one more veteran touched and told thank you, I'll take the punishment.
Well, McRandy, I can't understand why they don't have your face underneath the golden arches here in Portland, but I think you're doing a fine job. You've done a wonderful job for the veterans. I know they appreciate it. And where are all the cards going to be distributed this year?
This year, the cards will be distributed through Indiana's three VA hospitals, which means the Marion VA Hospital, Fort Wayne VA Hospital, the VA Hospital in Indianapolis, and because of a new partner over in Ohio, we'll also be going to the Dayton VA Hospital.
Excellent.
And the cards usually go to the homeless first, and one-third of the adult population of homeless are veterans, so there's an obvious need there, and those with special needs, those in counseling, then to the masses.
Okay, okay. Well, if anybody missed your address, revgoober@yahoo.com or box 545 in Red Key. If you didn't write that down, remember the radio station, because I'm sure we'll be more than happy to take any gift cards and pass them on to Pastor Randy.
Thank you.
Pastor, we appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and we're going to be looking forward to watching you walk 6 miles on June 9th.
Hey, if you're looking forward, come on out and join me, okay?
Well, we may drive by and watch.
All right.
Man, I think it should be Mick John along with Mick Randy.
Mick Randy and Mick
yes.
John.
The mix, yes.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, why don't we pay a bill or two? When we come back, we got to talk to Karen Cardusi about the J Community Center Day Camp coming up.
All right.
All righty.
Don't go anywhere, John.
I won't.
Oh, okay.